Birds sing in the trees above me. Bees and butterflies hover among the flowers. In the warm summer air, I could sit here for hours. Alone with my book, I'm in a world of my own. I've been here all day, but time has flown. Suddenly, something lands on my hand. A beautiful creature, a childlike thing. She has curly hair and a pretty face. On her back, a pair of wings. I don't mean to frighten you. Can I sit on your arm? My name is Rosemary. I live in the trees by the stream. I'm a wildflower fairy. I often see you reading alone. Would you like to come with me and meet my friends today? We're having a party in the wildflower field. I would love to. Are you sure your friends won't mind? Fairies are delicate and small. I'm so big, I must look like a giant. Don't worry, said Rosemary. We might be small, but we have many friends like you. Boys and girls, all of them tall. Leave your book here and come with me. You'll meet my friends in the wildflower field. I walked through the long grass with Rosemary leading the way. I'm so excited, I can't believe I'm going to a fairy party today. After a while, we reach the stream, then walk along towards the trees. Suddenly, I can hear music drifting along in the breeze. We slow down and tiptoe into the wildflower field. Wait here, says Rosemary. My heart is pounding. I can hardly breathe. One by one they appear, all smiling and saying hello. Please come and dance with us, down where the daisies grow. Fairies and elves hold my hand as we sit down on the ground. The band of elves begin to play, music fills the air. Oh, what a beautiful sound. The fairies are holding hands, everyone singing out loud. I sit here clapping my hands as they go dancing round and round. Many of the fairies aren't wearing shoes. It's amazing watching them dance. They kick their legs up in the air. Their feet barely touch the grass. Wearing brightly coloured clothes with wings of a matching colour, the elves wear shoes with pointy toes as they dance with one another. The dance is slow to take a rest. Someone calls out, it's time to eat. We gather round as bowls are laid out, filled with honey and berries. Oh, what a treat. Our tummies are full, so we all lie down. After a sleep, it's time to dance again.
Oh my gosh!
Come on, says Rosemary, dance with us. Human or fairy, when we dance, we're all the same.
Welcome!
I'm feeling tired now. It's time to go home. I've made so many friends tonight, I'll never again be alone. The fairies were so nice to me, bringing me into their world. I have lots of new friends. I'm such a lucky girl. Rosemary has a surprise for me. She sprinkles fairy dust into my hair. Wow, what's happening? I'm flying through the air. Don't worry, says Rosemary. I'm here with you. Hold my hand. We'll be home soon. We fly above the wildflowers, then over the trees, above the stream and over the fields. After a few minutes, my home is in sight. We land in the garden. I'm shaking with delight. Rosemary, Rosemary, what have we just done? You let me fly through the air. I've never had so much fun. I must go inside now. The sun is going down. I'll see you again tomorrow and go back to the new friends I've found. I go upstairs. I lay my head on the pillow. There is a tapping sound outside. It's Rosemary by my window. I jump out of bed and open the window slowly. Come in, Rosemary, come in. Lie down with me, you must be sleepy. Rosemary soon falls asleep in my arms. I pull a quilt up to keep her warm. I wonder, will I see her again? I know she'll fly away with the dawn. Tread carefully through the long grass. That's where I first met Rosemary, where birds are singing, wildflowers swaying. You could meet your own wildflower fairy.